Welcome back to the show. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic as we broadcast live this morning from the Fox Club in Palm City here for the Palm Beach County Golf Association's Dodge 4-Ball event. And joining me now in person is the managing partner of the Fox Club here in Palm City, Owen O'Connell. Owen, good morning to you. Thank you so much for hosting us today.
Russ, good to have you here. We've been involved with the Palm Beach County Golf Association since we got involved in the Fox Club in 2004. And it's a great organization. I'm on the board of that. We give money to scholarships every year. We've got a great schedule. We play, in the last 2 years, we played the Bears Club, Lost Tree, MacArthur, Dye Preserve, the Ritz, all the good golf courses. So we're very fortunate to get on really good golf courses, and we've got 500 members. And, in today's times, that's a good number of members.
Absolutely. Tommy Balin does a phenomenal job with this each and every year. And I try to play a couple of events here and there. My game is nowhere near some of these guys. These are phenomenal players on this circuit. But I try to play a couple of events just to stay active and perhaps better my game. But you're coming up on your five-year anniversary here at Fox Club, and it's a great track. Enjoyed playing it yesterday. Had a chance to play a practice round here on Friday as well. So far, so good through 5 years?
Yeah, we've got a great membership. We've got, we don't really mention names, but we've got a British Open champion, a gentleman who won the Scottish Open, a couple of guys who won on the Champions Tour. We've club champions from Wingfoot, Pine Valley, Equanic,
wow.
Oak Tree. A lot of very, very good players.
You got a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer as well. I bumped into him in the locker room on
yes,
Friday.
Yes, we do. Actually, you're talking about Jim Cott. He's a... He plays off. He's just turned 70. He's plays off 5 lefty and 8 righty. So that's
oh
pretty impressive.
Oh my God, that's phenomenal. Well, the guy's a phenomenal athlete. I think he won 12 or 13 Gold Gloves in his Major League Baseball career. Now, I had a chance to play it a couple times. It doesn't fit my game because I spray the ball left and right, and this is a pretty tight course. When you talk about the course, the characteristics, what are some of the main characteristics of this track?
Well, it's not really your typical Florida golf course. We do have some undulations. We've got a lot of pine trees. It looks more like a golf course in the Carolinas, really. It's a very good test. The first time around, it looks a little tighter than what it really is. But if you drive the ball straight, you can play well. If you hit it offline, it's obviously going to be tough. But
yeah, I lost about 8 balls yesterday, and there's a lot of natural vegetation up here. There's a lot of force carries as well, although most of the force carries not really in play. I mean, yeah, there's some vegetation in front of the tee box, but it only goes out to about 150 yards or so. So it's more for I would say aesthetics than really the actual playing of the hole.
Well, when Darren Clark redesigned the golf course, the main view was to try and make it the landing areas as wide as we possibly could, just because it was a little tight. So we eliminated golf the cart paths, and the fairways are pretty wide. I mean, they're all 30 yards, but if you miss them, you're right. You're in trouble.
There's some spots where if you're in that, you're not finding your ball.
Yes, and there's the preserve out here. We have 300 acres in total. 144 acres is golf course, the rest is lake and preserve. So it is kind of a natural feel for down here. And the original design was, you could tell the golf course was built when land was not at a premium in
it's
Florida.
It's tight, yeah.
But it's a pretty big area of land.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic as we broadcast live this morning from the Fox Club in Palm City. The second and final round today, the Palm Beach County Golf Association Dodge 4-Ball event. And I'm very pleased to be joined in person by Owen O'Connell, the managing partner here at Fox Club. Now, Owen, you had a very storied career, both amateur and professional. And as you look back at your career, now your amateur status is back. Of course, you're playing in some. You won the amateur a couple years ago, did you not?
Yeah, I won it, I think, 3 years ago. And, it's a tough field. I mean, we've in the last few years, we've had, Gary Nicklaus plays, and I saw that he just missed Chusko by a shot. But we've had a lot of really, really good players, and we've got a mix of, older guys like myself. And we've got some very good young players who... 18, 19, 20, and it's a very good mix of players, and I think it's a very healthy situation.
Absolutely. Now, you saw Gary trying to get his professional status back, going the Q School route, and unfortunately for him, falling just one stroke short after 4 rounds of play up in Port St. Lucie. Would have been such a great story for him, as finals, of course, are here in South Florida at Bear Lakes, a place that he knows very well. Do you ever think of getting your professional status back, or are you happy being an amateur?
I wouldn't last very long as a professional these days. We've had quite a few young pros come through here, and I play with them. And unfortunately, my game's a little outdated these days.
Well, I read an article a couple years ago in Golf World where you played around at Seminole with Adam Scott and Darren Clark, and I think you said, you know, one of them shot 65, the other shot 67, and it was an easy 65 and 67. What did you mean by that?
Well, that day, actually, the club championship was on at Seminole, and I think the 77, you know, won the club championship, and it was a tough day. It was windy, and when I say they shot 65, I think it was 65, 67, as you said, you know, they didn't really have to make that many putts. They weren't getting up and down everywhere. You know, I was scrambling around just trying to, you know, stay in the game with them. But they made it look very, very easy. And, you know, obviously they're both very, very good players.
Right. I don't think a lot of people, even golfers, even guys that play this game, understand how much better the quantum, you know, gap between the talent of an everyday 15 handicapper and the best players in the world. You know, Sports Illustrated had a poll about a month ago, and 25% of the respondents in this poll, and they're just amateur golfers. Now, we don't know exactly what their handicap was, but it doesn't matter. 25% of these knuckleheads said that if they were given one stroke a hole against Tiger Woods, they could beat Tiger Woods. That's just ridiculous to me, and I don't think enough people understand how much better the world-class players are in this sport than the everyday player.
Well, I think that they did a stat a number of years ago that Tiger would be a +9 handicap, which is about right. I would think that if I was playing against Tiger, I would think he would give me 3 aside and be very happy to take money from me every time. So I think that out here, he'd probably shoot, you know, 63, 64, whereas, you know, we do well to shoot 71, 72.
Right,
so
exactly.
There's a big difference.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal how good these players are nowadays. And, you know, you've been in this game. How long have you been playing golf?
I've been playing golf since I was 5 years old.
5 years old, yeah. So over 30 years.
Over 30 years, yeah.
Now, in your time that you've seen the game, how much has it changed in the last 30, 35 years?
Well, when I played my first year in the European Tour, which was 1991, I was fifth in long driving. Vijay Singh was leading at 278. Yards. I was at 272. I was in Ireland a few years ago with JB Holmes before he turned pro, and I hadn't really played with any college kids in quite a while, and I mean, he hit it 90 to 100 yards by me. So I'm still at 272, and they're hitting it at 350, so there's a big, big difference.
Yeah, there's no doubt that power has changed the game. Equipment is one part of it, but also players getting more athletic. I think they're taking fitness more seriously nowadays.
I think that's a big makes a big difference is how strong they are. Also, equipment allows you to hit the ball a lot harder. Back in using a persimmon wood with a steel shaft, you know, if you hit it really hard, it spun offline a lot more. These guys hit it really long, and the golf ball has changed a lot. I mean, it's I think it's added maybe 30, 40 yards. And one of our members here who's up in Inverness, he did a stat on the golf ball and did an event up in the Ohio Golf Association, and they did an old golf. They did an event with the same players. One week they used an old ball, and the next week they used the new ball.
Sure.
And there was some 30 to 40 yards in the difference.
Wow. Wow, there's no doubt equipment has vastly changed this game in the last 10, 15, 20 years. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, as we broadcast live today from the Fox Club in Palm City, and the managing partner here at Fox Club, Owen O'Connell, joining me. And I mentioned the Honda Classic, of course, this show sponsored by the Honda Classic, and you've been down in South Florida for a while, had a chance to see this Honda Classic change different venues and grow as a tournament now, 3 years at PGA National. What are your thoughts about the local PGA Tour?
Well, I actually I worked as an agent for a lot of the European Tour players over here, Darren Clark, Lee Westwood, some of those guys. So I've been to a lot of events, and Ken Kernelly has really turned the Honda Classic around in that it's a family event. We bring we have 5 kids. We bring the kids there. They have shows. They have bands, and it's great entertainment. And he's really done a phenomenal job there. And anybody who hasn't been to the Honda Classic should definitely do it, even if they're not involved in golf. They'll enjoy all the aspects because it's actually a just an enjoyable.
It's more than just a golf tournament. It's
a lot more.
You know, it's entertainment for everyone in the family. Whether, you know, dad might be a golf fan, mom might, you know, not even swing a club, and
right.
the kids, you know, they might want to see some players here and there. But there's other stuff that for the kids.
Well, they got
the
fireworks. They got, you know, it's a very relaxed atmosphere, and you know, PGA National is a beautiful place. But they've really turned that tournament around because it lost its identity, in my view, for quite a number of years.
Right.
And since Ken took it over, he's really done a great job.
Yeah, he is Owen O'Connell, the managing partner here at Fox Club. He's been a phenomenal venue all week long, hosting the 2009 Dodge 4-Ball event, Palm Beach County Golf Association. Owen, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thanks so much for hosting us all weekend long. Great job, great facility.
Thank you very much, Russ, and we'll look forward to getting you back for a game soon.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. All right, coming right back, our Fearless Predictions are up next. Pat Rooney Jr. will rejoin me. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.